In this post, I'll be addressing the question, when did the Russian Civil War begin and end? The dates proposed by historians range from 2.5 years to 10 years. As with everything to do with this war, disagreements over the timeline are a proxy for political debates. This is Battle for Red October, a podcast about the Russian Civil War. You're listening to Controversies, When Did the War Begin and End? This podcast is from the 1919 Review. That's 1919review.wordpress.com. There you will find the text version of this episode, which includes images, credits, citations, etc. Sorry in advance for any names that may be mispronounced. From time to time, I'll be doing a shorter, simpler post like this, in which I take a break from the narrative account of the war and consider themes and questions and controversies. In these posts, I can get more explicitly opinionated. So let's start with the question, when did the Russian Civil War begin? In May 1918, the Czechoslovak Legion and the Don Cossack host began separate revolts. It makes a lot of sense to say that this marks the beginning of the Civil War. That is widely accepted. But it is not universally accepted. We have seen, in episodes 1 and 2, how much fighting took place between October 1917 and February 1918. Surely this was part of the Civil War. 1,000 Red Guards died in the Battle of Kiev alone. Most contemporaries referred to the revolution itself, long before May 1918, as a state of civil war. As late as April 1918, we have the battle at Ekaterinodar, and at that stage we're only a few weeks away from the real start of the civil war. It was Lenin, even before the revolution, who argued that socialists must, quote, turn the imperialist war into a civil war, end quote. Evan Maudsley argues that the civil war began with the October Revolution. This makes sense in that the Civil War was ultimately about whether that revolution would stand or fall. But if we're going back in time, why stop at October? Maybe the war started with the attempted coup by Kornilov in September, when the same people who went on to set up the Volunteer Army made an attack on the Soviets. Maybe it started with the bloody July days, when the Bolsheviks tried to hold back a premature revolution. Maybe it started with the February Revolution itself, which saw far more blood spilled on the streets of Petrograd than the October Revolution. But Maudsley favors the October Revolution as the start date for the Civil War because that date suggests, and he explicitly argues, that the Bolsheviks were politically responsible for the war and so for everything it led to. Hunger, terror, eventually Stalinism. But I don't accept that for a moment. I believe a more persuasive case could be made that the Kornilov movement was the initiator of civil war. Yes, like everything to do with this war, the question of dates is political. The May 1918 start date, by contrast, emphasizes that there was a 6 or 7 month period of Soviet power without civil war. This demonstrates that the Soviet power was the victim, not the aggressor. Probably the Don Revolt and definitely the Czechoslovak Revolt would not have happened without foreign intervention. The violence before May 1918 was civil war. But the violence from May on was on a whole different level. On the other hand, the later start date is sometimes favored by critics of the Bolsheviks. The debate goes something like this. Modern-day liberal. The Bolsheviks were authoritarian. Modern-day socialist. They weren't, they had to take authoritarian measures due to the Civil War. Liberal. But the Civil War didn't start for 6 months after they came to power. Socialist. Conditions of civil war existed through most of 1917 and early 1918. Also, the Bolsheviks didn't bring in repressive policies until they were well into the real civil war. Before May 1918, all they did was censor a few newspapers, November Dec 1917, and break up some bandit-riddled anarchist hideouts, March 1918. So it wasn't exactly a reign of terror. Liberal. Are you joking? They shut down the Constituent Assembly. Socialist. Soviet democracy was superior to parliamentary democracy. Liberal. Soviet democracy? Look how that turned out. Socialist. You mean how it turned out later, because of the Civil War. And so on. The debaters have returned to where they started, and the reader gets the point, the question of chronology is political. If we debate it long enough, we end up discussing the fundamental character of the war itself.
It's politics, man. Politics.
Was the Russian Civil War a popular revolution defending itself from an armed revolt backed by foreign intervention? Or was it the process by which a hardcore of fanatics imposed their crazy social experiments on an unwilling nation? I strongly favor option 1, a popular revolution acting in self-defense. This is my interpretation of the evidence. How does that inform my ideas on the chronology question? For a while I entertained a theory I think of as two civil wars. The first civil war lasted from the October Revolution to the fall of the Don country in February 1918, with simultaneous battles in Kiev, Belarus, Irkutsk, and Orenburg, with a coda at Ekaterinodar in April. This war was entirely an internal matter, without significant foreign intervention. It was won by a 100% volunteer force, the Red Guards. It was far shorter, smaller, and less brutal than the Second Civil War, May 1918 to 1922, which was extremely vicious and destructive, and bankrolled and directed from abroad. The First Civil War was indeed the political responsibility of the Soviets and a necessary consequence of the revolution. The Second Civil War was initiated and sustained by counter-revolution. The brutality of later years was not a feature of the First Civil War. There was white terror in the form of the massacre in the Kremlin. But the Red approach was characterized, if anything, by clemency. Krasnov was released on parole and the White Guards captured in Moscow were allowed to walk free, some of them still carrying weapons. Terror was not entirely absent from the Red side. The left SR Muravev executed several hundred officers and nationalists after the fighting in Kiev, and his own account seems to betray a bloodthirsty and chauvinistic attitude. Meanwhile, bands of soldiers and sailors who answered to no one killed officers and committed other outrages such as the massacre in Sebastopol. But in general, Red terror came later, beginning in autumn 1918. This theory is not without merit, but I have moved beyond it for reasons I will outline below. Before we move on to when the Civil War ended, we should mention Jonathan Smeal's argument that the Civil Wars, plural, lasted from 1916 to 1926. He begins and ends with the Basmachi rebels in Central Asia. This is based on his laudable efforts to bring the national minorities back into the narrative where they have too often been ignored. I learned a lot from his book but think his date range is a stretch, because it does not take enough account of questions of continuity or scale, and the number of pages he devotes to each year in his own book would bear out this point. He has a lot less to say for after 1920 and less again after 1923. This brings us on to the second question. When did the Russian Civil War end? At the end of 1920, millions of Red Army soldiers were demobilized and sent home. The last white challenge in European Russia had been defeated. Peace had been signed with Poland and some of the Allies were toning down their hostility. Surely we can say that this marked the end of the war. The white cause was lost beyond retrieval. For the great majority of civilians and soldiers who had experienced the war, it was over. But in early 1921 there was the Kronstadt Revolt and the peasant rebellions. The peasant armies were definitely a challenge to Soviet power, though Kronstadt, it appears to me, was something more ambiguous. In the same year, the Red Army invaded Georgia. These events were as violent as any episode in the Civil War, and they bore many of its features. So how can we comfortably say that the Civil War ended with 1920? Even 1921 may be too early a date to mark the end of the war. The Japanese occupation did not quit Siberia until 1922. That is also when Vladivostok, the last major city in the hands of the whites, at last fell. The last of the White armies was not destroyed until 1923. To insist on 1920 or 1921, therefore, would be Eurocentric. The question of when the war ended is less controversial than the question of when it began. Whoever started it, no one can dispute that the Red Army finished it. But politics still comes into it. If the Civil War was the reason for repression, why was multi-party Soviet democracy not restored once the Civil War was over? The answer lies in the sheer devastation caused by the war. The economic and social hangover of 9 years of war, six of which were total war, cannot be easily appreciated by people living in, say, Britain or the United States, Australia or Canada. These are countries whose soil has not felt the boots of an invading or insurgent army in 150 or 300 years, or even longer. For example, the war left behind literally millions of orphaned and abandoned street children, who roamed cities whose population had fallen by half due to hunger. By the time the civil war finally ground to a halt in 1923, Stalinism was already on the rise, choking out the possibility of a return to Soviet democracy. Stalinism itself, of course, was partly a consequence of the devastation caused by the war. This chronological question is therefore political. The chronology demonstrates that Soviet democracy never got a chance to develop in peace. So, to conclude, when did the Russian Civil War begin and end? We can differentiate between a broad period of civil war conditions, beginning in 1917 and ending in 1923, and a narrow period of total and relentless war, lasting from May 1918 to December 1920. This was suggested by one of my sources, quoting Lenin, but I have not yet been able to find the original citation. Anyway, I find it useful to think of it in this way. There was a specific civil war, capital C, capital W. The Red Army facing the successive challenges of Krasnov, Denikin and Wrangel in the south. Of Komuch and Kolchak in the east. Of Ayudenik and Pilsudski in the west. Of the Allies in the north. This was a total war, the battle for Red October. But all that occurred within a broader period of civil war conditions, conflicts that were in general irregular and or smaller in scale, or less easy to fit into the mold of red versus white. This conception is more satisfying than the idea of two civil wars. Firstly, the two civil wars were too closely intertwined, one lit from the end of another like the cigarettes of a chain smoker. They were linked by continuities such as the German invasion. Finally, if we start counting separate civil wars, we will not stop at two. We'll be in the dozens before we know it. Smeal has a point. There's an argument for paying more attention to the Basmachi Rebellion and extending this period of broad civil war conditions back to 1916. There is less of an argument for bringing it forward to 1926 for the reasons outlined above. I hope these meditations were interesting. Next post, we're going to return to our narrative account, looking at the Left SR revolt in Moscow in July 1918.